Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations all over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer have to look at yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the dry.
Schmack dogs. Thunderstruck.
It is The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. It is a Friday, so we got to get this in now.
Oh, let's go.
Now, right?
Twice. Let's do it twice.
Let's do it twice.
At the end of the hour and now.
Number one, we have to cheers to Hans D being here.
Yes, and for his new job.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that too.
Piloting a Learjet. Learjet was kind of cool in the 80s. Like, is that still cool? A Learjet? Oh, we don't even have him. We don't even. Do you have him on?
That was his error.
He did it.
Making me look
bad. You
jinxed
yourself, Hans.
Now the mic was ready, but the switch was
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know how to run this board, huh? I know this is different. When you were on the show, Lon was always
right?
running the board.
Yeah.
This is pretty much. Is this what I would see in a cockpit if I walked in? Is this essentially what it would look like?
Very accurate.
Yeah.
You just have the. You just need the throttle thing that you.
That's
push
fine.
Forward.
Yeah.
I like it.
But yeah, Learjets are...
I can't hear you for some
I can't
reason.
Either. I can't hear you.
I've got the switch on.
Try it again. Flip the switch again.
Hello, hello.
There
hello.
We go. There,
there
we go. There
okay.
we go. Something happened with the switch.
Yeah, someone doesn't know how to operate the board.
I promise you I'm not punking you right now.
It's fading in and out for some reason.
Well, I'll stop talking.
Yeah, you're going to need to because we can't hear you. I don't know what's going on. Flip it again. There... Something's happening to that mic.
Oh, well.
There, we still got you now.
Oh, it was fun having Hans.
Yeah. This will be the end of Hans.
Here's to Hans for showing up on a Friday and talking for an hour. Because we knew that his timestamp only allowed him for one solid hour of work, and then he's done. To Hans.
Happy hour.
Brian, have you back.
Brian goes, it's kind of scary. He's flying a plane, but he can't run a microphone.
I would say.
Jeez. Randy said, how about having a drink for the people of Maui? I know we talked about that yesterday, and that is just horrible to see those pictures of all of that. I hate that.
Absolutely.
Especially, I mean, I've been there twice, and I know exactly where those spots are, and I just hate the fact that those buildings and those businesses and those homes aren't there anymore, so I pray for a quick recovery for Maui. So, I mean, that's a big tourism destination, right? So, tourist destination. So, obviously, they got to get things rolling back. But, yeah, I like Brian's thing. I'm a little bit, yeah, I mean.
I don't know if it's my fault.
Okay.
I've got to blame this on Derek and Lon.
Come on now. Really?
It wasn't my fault that I veered hard right to hit that flock of geese.
I'd rather have a pilot that's good on the steering or the operating of the plane. And if there's a guy that's just really good, like personality on the mic. And
you
like,
start to worry,
don't you? I like this pilot. But then you start to bump and you go up and down and the seatbelt sign never comes off. Like, I'd rather just not hear from the guy. And it's a smooth flight point. And we see him afterwards. I'm like, thank you for your service, sir.
That is a great point. Like, he talked his way into a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, like, when we make the VAT, like, the 10-foot drops, do you, like, do you know those are coming as a pilot?
Yes. Well, no, not in my little Archer.
Right.
But the airlines do.
Okay.
They've got a bunch of, like, pilots can report it. So the pilot ahead of you, 10 minutes ahead of you, reported it. So then you know it's coming.
Why is it doing that? Change of air pressure?
Yeah. Yeah, that. And then there's also temperature.
Oh, which okay.
Goes along with pressure, but
that's interesting.
Temperature changes and yeah.
Have you flown through the clouds?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It's cool. It's fun.
Is that your first date?
Like, yeah.
You're like, I'll
fly through a thunderstorm.
I'm gonna take you to the clouds and back. I got some cheesy pickup lines for Hans.
He's gonna turn on the Aladdin. I can show you the world.
Oh man, that's good.
Yeah,
that is good. Mm-hmm. Hey, you have been watching Hard
I watched
Knocks.
The first episode.
We have teased this for 3 days.
It's unfortunate because I'm not going to have somebody to like, I saw that too or whatever.
I'm
but
sorry.
People out there, I'm sure heard it, but we can talk a little bit about it. It ties into maybe a broader conversation about the Jets in general, which I think I listed them earlier in the week.
Yes,
my
you did.
Most intriguing team in the NFL. Hans, like Kyle, that's really we only hire Dolphins fans around here.
Right.
Both rooting for Miami, so I'm sorry, Hans, if I offend you by talking – in terms of intrigue, I think everybody out there probably says the Jets are pretty
Excuse
intriguing.
Me.
Maybe are a little sick of them already. But
yep.
In terms of how good they'll be, this will be very interesting. But
just that division.
Division's loaded. The wild card chase is loaded.
Mm.
The Dolphins had an opportunity. And, I mean, the Patriots were not good.
No.
The Jets were horrible.
Bills were so good.
Bills were good.
I mean, they're so good.
But they had a chance. And now it's like, well, good luck.
Yeah.
But the Dolphins have players.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it happening. I have a futures bet on them.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, I want to know in this Hard Knocks, who's like, who kind of steals the show? How's Aaron Rodgers on that?
That's the thing. So Rodgers was the most vocal of anyone on, we don't want this. This is being forced upon us. It's shoved down our throats. And literally the first 20 minutes of it is an Aaron Rodgers gush session.
Like
they're just gushing all over Rodgers. It's his show.
Uh-huh.
And he looks like somebody that absolutely loves it.
Yep. Yep.
So it's just very funny that that's kind of the way it goes. And one of his lines early on is he turns to the cameraman and goes, I'm going to give you some good stuff today.
That's kind of cool.
It is. I mean, he's...
Was it like The Office? Like, did he look at the camera and, like, they zoom in on him? He's like, I'm going to give you some good stuff today.
He's walking by as he's about to go in there.
That'd be funny if he says that, and then all of a sudden they cut to a receiver, and the receiver's just giving that look like,
No, they adore him. They act like Aaron Rodgers walks on water, which
I bet.
It's both a glorified Aaron Rodgers session, but mm-hmm. also they're dogging Zach Wilson, like,
Ooh.
Not directly, but it's like we've never seen. It's like they've never seen
wow.
a real quarterback before.
Wow.
Like,
that's
man,
cruel.
He's doing stuff that we've never experienced.
Oh,
we didn't know you could do that.
That's cruel.
And all the like the way they talk about him and act,
mm-hmm.
like it's all like indirectly taking shots at what they've had before.
Exactly.
Which it's a franchise that's similar that we can relate to,
yep.
Lon.
Yes, we can.
That have searched for quarterback after quarterback after quarterback. Who's the best prior to Aaron Rodgers, you think, like the last 10 or 15 years, the best quarterback the Jets have had?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the one that's taken them the farthest to the AFC Championship game was Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
But he
wow.
he was more of a along-for-the-ride guy
I'm
with
thinking
a
back to
really
like
good defense.
Ken O'Brien back in the day, he was a high draft pick. He was in that – what was that class with Marino and Elway that – was it 85 or whatever?
Yeah.
Where they did – ESPN did a 30 for 30 or whatever on that. Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde was pretty good.
Yeah, Vinny was good. Did Boomer Esiason ever play for the Jets? No, I don't think so. I don't think he did. I'm going to bring up former Jets quarterbacks.
I think the list is going to be pretty comparable to what we've experienced. Gosh. They had Chad Pennington for a little while.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of. Chad was pretty good. I mean, he was decent, right? Chad Pennington and, gosh, there hasn't been many. There hasn't been many in with the Jets. That, I mean, that's just a team that it'll be interesting to see. Like, with Sauce Gardner and pretty good running back core, their wide receivers are decent, obviously. And then Aaron Rodgers, of course. It'll be interesting to see how the Jets handle the intangibles of, hey, we're supposed to be halfway good. Because sometimes when you're not good for a long time, it's hard to overcome that. It's hard to overcome the idea that we're supposed to be good. Like, we're supposed to win this close game now. And it's like, are we going to be able to do it? How do you think Aaron Rodgers, you've seen his career.
I've got a skewed view. I know. That he's awesome. Like, as a player, I disliked him for a long time. I learned to, it was kind of like a, so I was a Jordan guy, and then Kobe comes into the league, and you just want to hate on him.
Yes.
You want to, because everybody's trying to compare and everything. Like, he's not that guy. He's not that guy. So really, I as a Bears fan growing up, I actually really liked Brett Favre. Like, he was super entertaining, and the Bears probably weren't contenders enough to really dislike him. Then the torch gets past Aaron Rodgers, and he's got a different personality. And he's all over. He's all up in your face on all the State Farm commercials with Clay Matthews.
Yeah.
The Bears actually start getting good, and I'm like, nah, this guy. No, I don't like this guy. And even just as recently, last year, said, "I own you," to the Bears fans, which is the truth. Unfortunately,
well, right. I mean,
but what I'm getting at is, I think he's going to be awesome.
Okay.
For them.
Okay.
And I don't buy the. Last year on paper, his stats were not good. Like, even you look at QBR, ESPN, I think he was 26th in the league.
Wow. Is he a quarterback that gets drafted anymore in fantasy football?
Yeah, he should. I mean, he definitely will.
I think so, too. I mean, I think, hey, we're kind of forgetting Joe Namath.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, I said in the
no, you're right.
I prefaced by saying the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, they had Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
He had a little run. Did he get him to the playoffs or close? Or is that another team? He's played for like 8 teams, hasn't he, Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
He had Brett Favre, of course. Kellen Clemens. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Sanchez, you mentioned. Vinny. Chad Pennington. There's just Neil O'Donnell. I remember him there. I mean, there's just some. They've got a bad list of quarterbacks.
No doubt.
So, yeah.
But then you watch Rodgers, and yes, it's a production. It's. They're not going to show you. They wanted to show you that Rodgers is awesome.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying that there were like 10 or 15 awful throws that we just cut out of there.
Right.
I mean, he's ridiculous. I think his release is so quick. He can throw from different angles on the move, all of that. I mean, he just throws dimes. And they were actually talking about like a back shoulder throw, which he's perfect at. I mean, him and Devontae Adams perfected that in the red zone. We'll see the chemistry develop between him and Garrett Wilson. Wilson's supposed to be a huge breakout type of guy, and would target him in fantasy. But one thing that I've thought about, so Brady in a new place gets worn out by Belichick, worn out by a lack of weapons in New England, then goes to Tampa, and he kind of changes his persona, just the way he's thought. Like, this is now the fun guy, Tom Brady. He's more likable. I think he was revitalized by going to Tampa. Peyton Manning got a new opportunity, new life in football.
Exactly.
Post Indianapolis, goes to Denver. He has Demaryius Thomas. He's got Emmanuel Sanders. He was fantastic right off the bat. I mean, they had a really good season that first year. I know that after that, he kind of went from, I think, 37 touchdown passes in year one with Denver, then threw like 50.
That's crazy.
His next year.
That's crazy.
And even Brett Favre in Minnesota. I know you spent a year in New York, but we saw a real, like, kind of
rejuvenation of him. Yeah,
vintage,
I agree.
Brett Favre.
Yep.
So, Aaron Rodgers is not as far removed as even some of these other guys that I've mentioned in terms of their prime. Like, he's 1 year removed from being the back-to-back MVP.
Unbelievable.
So you're going to sell me on that he's toast or that he's taking a huge dip? I don't buy it. I know he's got the thumb. I'm not going to make all these excuses for Rodgers last year. He did have the thumb issue, which maybe also the young receivers. But maybe he was just someone that just tuned out and said, I'm not going to put in the time with the receivers to build the chemistry. I don't think he was in. Was he not in training camp?
Yeah, I don't think he was.
Last year, or
OTAs. He was in Hawaii.
Wasn't in OTAs or whatever. But that's another thing that's very interesting early on. And it reminds me of like someone going into a new relationship.
Yeah.
They're also showing that he's a different Aaron Rodgers. Like he is loved by his teammates. He says a line like when they're all huddled up. He's like, at lunch today, you know, talk to your teammates. Make sure you don't sit by the same person. Sit with different people. Let's form a good bond.
Oh, boy.
It's funny because in the offseason, you even hear former players are real divisive on how they think about him. Some love him. Some
yeah.
hate him.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of crap talking that some of his former receivers have done.
Goodness sakes.
But even like Romeo Dubs last year said, you know, we never saw Aaron outside of the facility. He didn't care to hang out with us or spend any time with us.
He is totally, this is the second time I've said this, and it's weird, throwing shade at the Packers, right?
Yes.
He's pissed at them.
Yes.
And now he's like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to give up some of my salary to hopefully go out and get a guy like Dalvin Cook. Or did he ever sign?
He still hasn't signed.
He still hasn't signed. Nope. So, and then, yeah, now he's all, you know, rah-rah speeches.
Rah-rah. He's grooming Zach Wilson, apparently.
Yeah, come on.
But it's kind of like all the things that your ex said that you did wrong. We never talked. You never listened to me. And then they're like with somebody else and they're on Instagram posting something about, it's really important to sit down and be in my new girl. We, you know, at dinner, we really ask about each other's days and stuff. And let me just send tweet or send Instagram. What do you say for an Instagram, huh? I was like, you know, send Graham.
Graham
to the story,
yeah, to the Graham
IG. But, I'll IG you. Is that what you, I don't know?
DM.
I mean, hell.
One other note that I thought was cool was that so the voiceover guy, and I think he does stuff more also for NFL Network beyond just Hard Knocks. I know you don't watch Hard Knocks,
no,
but Rodgers called him the quote unquote voice of God.
Oh, nice.
And I guess he's a Jets fan. So he showed up at training camp, and they had a fun interaction. What I did think about was, if anyone knows what the voice of God sounds, I don't want to go too religious. Sorry. I wouldn't say if anybody. But Rodgers should probably know what the voice of God sounds like because he was in a dark cabin three days by himself. That was probably the only person he could talk to.
That's right. And he probably started thinking he was hearing him.
I know I probably just offended somebody. But
I'm sure
Piper just said that if anybody's going to know what God sounds like.
It's Aaron Rodgers. He does own you.
Yeah.
He totally owns you because he's like making you say crazy things.
Yeah, that was crazy, wasn't it? But let me get to the point here.
Is the guy, is the voice of the NFL, is he the son of the original guy? You know, that would be like.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Lambeau Field.
I don't think so.
That guy was the epic voice.
But I do think that his son still does some stuff, right?
I think,
for NFL Network.
Yes,
like
I think.
NFL Films
NFL
guy
Films.
Got passed on.
Yeah.
Within the family? Keeping it in the family?
Who was the voice of NFL Films? That was incredible. I love watching those things. Yeah, John Facenda. I couldn't think of his name. John Facenda. He passed away in 84. So, yeah, he was awesome.
All right.
I almost want to, when we come out
we
of
should.
The next break,
we will.
Hear a little 100%. John Facenda in Lambeau Field. I can't even get close to doing it. It's unbelievable how well he does it. So overall, though, you're liking Hard Knocks.
I love Hard Knocks as a
is
entertainment
there any kind of,
value. Gets you, like, the first episode is really, all right, football season.
Yes.
It's right here.
Any drama?
Not yet.
Okay.
Episode one, it's all feel good.
They haven't had to cut people yet.
They haven't cut anybody.
Yeah. Those are always the weird. That's always the weird part because, like, the ones I've seen, you know, they send, like, the equipment manager to go get the dude. And he's like, hey, you know, Tom.
Grab your playbook.
Yeah, Tom wants to see you, you know. And you're just like, oh, crap. So then he gets in there, you know, and the coach is, like, dressed in, like, practice jersey. You know, like, the coach shorts and a T-shirt. And he's like, Tom, man, you did a hell of a job this year, but we got to let you go, man. We don't have room for you, but we wish you the best, you know. And I always wondered if
they catch him in the parking lot and he's crying. And
yeah. I've always wondered if one of those players, who, you know, they're like 6'7 and rock steel 280, if they just got up and just grabbed the coach and just started beating the crap out of him. Like, oh, you're going to cut me, huh?
You know, I think an NFL team should hire Lon to do that job.
Yes!
You sounded great doing it.
The
equipment guy just says, hey, go talk to Lon real quick.
Oh, no, I got to see Lon. Yes. Who's Lon again? You'll find out.
I do think the Jets have said they're not going to let HBO inside of the coach's office for those conversations.
Really? See, those are very awkward conversations. And, I mean, you poke fun at it, but I hate it for a young man. Like, if that was your son, you know, who had this dream of playing in the NFL and he's 21 years old or 22 years old and they're like, you know, you were undrafted. We brought you in hoping you could supply some depth on the offensive line, but we just don't need you. And we want to cut you now so that hopefully you can hook up with somebody else's practice squad. And usually the players are like, listen, sir, thank you very much for the opportunity. I mean, because they know, like, if they go just shred the guy that day, that coach is going to call every other coach and be like, do not invite him for a tryout. So they have to be. It's a weird position. Like, you're getting cut, but yet you still have to act like a gentleman, and because you never know, right? You never know if the next team is the team for you. So I just hate it for those young, you know, those young guys, because it's like, oh man, like here they are, they're just praying for an NFL spot, and it's like, hey, we gotta let you go, man. And it's like, oh.
Well, that's one of the big intrigues of the show, is that they introduce you to these personalities of no name players, then you start rooting for these guys to make the team, and there's that. All right, tune in next week to see who gets cut and whatnot. And
exactly.
If there's not that, I'll be fine with it. I'll still enjoy the behind-the-scenes look, but I don't need to,
no,
to
I
see
get
the
it.
Actual exchange. And, yeah, I get it in terms of it being awkward, and there's a sensitivity level there.
Yeah.
But before we cut to break, I did want to ask you about the Jets in general in terms of their season. Their schedule, especially early, is absolutely daunting. For a team that brings in a new quarterback, got to figure it out. They better hit the ground running. Now, they were a 9-win team last year with Zach Wilson.
Okay.
You bring in Aaron Rodgers. Here's their start of their schedule. They have the Bills at home on Monday Night Football week
Holy
one. That's going to be must-see. Then at Dallas, they host New England, and then they play the Chiefs at home in New York. Those are their first four.
Wow.
That's pretty tough.
Wow.
Even extended out a little bit more. At Denver.
Eh.
Yeah. Philly at home.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye week at the Giants, host the Chargers.
Oh, my goodness.
And at that point, you still have to go to Buffalo, and you still have to play the Dolphins twice.
My goodness. Okay. Well, so, welcome to the AFC.
That's the AFC for you.
It is loaded. I bet everybody's schedule looks like that, in that division especially. I mean, it's just knowing you're playing Buffalo twice. And Miami twice?
Miami twice.
Wow. I mean, imagine being New England. Nobody feels sorry for you. But all of a sudden, you've got to play the Jets twice, Buffalo, and Miami. That's six games against really tough competition. You think the first time that Aaron Rodgers went up to Zach Wilson, he's like, was that story true, bro? Was that really true, man? He's like, yeah, it's true.
Maybe. They might have both exchanged was that true?
Yeah, that's true. Right. How was that dark room for 3 days? Like, what did you do? Where did you go to the bathroom?
Come on, man. You had Netflix in there, didn't
right,
you?
Right, exactly. Do you go, what do you use the restroom? Like, what do you eat? Did he just have water?
Are you on the psychedelics right now? Why'd you break up with Olivia Munn? That was dumb.
What's that under your tongue? Why is the room spinning? Our Zach Wilson, this has been another of the Zach Wilson, Aaron Rodgers conversation. That should be a Saturday Night Live skit. Hey, bro. Was that true? Let's talk some Illinois football.
Let's do so.
Hey, by the way, Illinois basketball. Well, let's come back with that. I want to know from you when they play again. And, you know, is there anything coming out of Spain? Any buzz? Is Damas going to play game three?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I would say no.
He's just having a time right now.
They had dinner on the beach that they tweeted out.
They did?
Yesterday.
Oh, man.
They had a beach day following their game on Wednesday. And then had like a nice seaside
relaxing
meal.
Good for them. Good for them. Good for them. They work hard enough. They deserve that. So, but no, we'll talk a little Illinois basketball and then get to some football.
Sounds good. If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255. This is The Drive.
Experience food, drinks, and fun at the grand reopening of Champion's favorite sports bar, Pia's. Whether you're up for their famous Slugger Burger, never-ending nachos, having a drink with your friends, or watching your favorite sports team, Pia's has you covered. After the forced renovation undergone on the local pub, it's the perfect time to celebrate a return to normal and bring the community together. Don't miss the grand reopening at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org. Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have, we're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. You know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Country music superstars are taking the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage at this year's Illinois State Fair. Kicking it all off is record-breaking award winners Old Dominion on Friday night, August 11th, with special guest Alexandra Kay.
I don't want to be one and band.
Megastar Tim McGraw hits the stage on Thursday night, August 17th, with special guest Landon Parker.
Always stay humble and kind.
And Grammy winner Maren Morris will bring hit after hit on Saturday night, August 19th.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Tickets are on sale now, 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30.
Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand.
Act now. Don't miss these country powerhouses at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going
to
make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
After their loss to the Vikings, the Packers arrived at Yankee Stadium to play the Giants. To Green Bay's proud old veterans, this game had a special significance. Jerry Kramer explains why.
We started out rather haphazardly the first few games of the season. And then there was a great attack upon us by the press media that we were all old, that we were over the hill, that the Packers are all old men. And a number of articles about the old Green Bay Packers.
They're
too old, they're over the hill, over the hump, a number
bunch
of other
of them.
In New York against the Giants, Bob Skowronski in his pregame speech got up and
that dude's
said,
huge.
I'm tired as hell about being called an old man. He says, I'm up to here with it. And
hey, what's the next
I think everyone else on the club was too. We were a little mad, not particularly at the Giants.
Hey, we're here to hear John Valenti.
I know, right?
Not you, dude.
We had a little something to prove.
It's a little long-winded.
They inspired us. They gave us a reason to play.
Oh, here comes the music. And play they did.
The Packers crushed the Giants 48-21 and proved that all they had lost during the early uncertain days of the season was the use of their quarterback, Bart Starr.
Oh, yeah. I love that, man.
There you go.
He was nicknamed the voice of God. That's like, who's the guy?
This guy? No.
Yeah.
That's, oh, really?
I'm reading it right here.
Wow.
His
so Rodgers was giving it to somebody else.
Yeah. Can't do that.
Man.
He was the perfect match for the highly dramatic nature of the footage he narrated and earned him the nickname, the voice of God. Who's the other guy that was in Bull Durham or whatever?
Well, there's Morgan Freeman.
Well, there's Morgan, and then who was the come on. He had the voice in Bull Durham. Ah, Morgan Freeman, though, is awesome. Just hearing him, like.
Well, I know in Field of Dreams, who is that?
No, that's who I'm thinking of. Not Bull Durham. Lon. Field of Dreams. Yeah. You're on to
the Darth Vader voice.
Yes, exactly. James Earl Jones. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes,
good
yes,
call,
yes,
Diane.
Yes.
I would always do that with Lucas when he was a baby. I'd walk into the crib and I'd be like, Luke, I am your father. My favorite with Lucas was when he was like 4 years old and he played hockey. But we had to be up there at like 5 a.m. to get dressed and everything to be on the ice at like 5:30 because that was the only time we could get ice time. And so we had to leave Villa Grove at 4:30 in the morning, right? So it's like 4:15 a.m. on a Saturday, and he's four years old. And I'd go in there, and he'd be on his stomach, and I'd put one hand on his butt, the other one on his back, and I'd be like, I'd start kind of bouncing him in the bed. And I'm like, starting defenseman for the Champagne Chiefs, number 27. And I'd do the old Lucas. And he'd be like, Dad. Oh, he would get so mad at me. I'm like, Tay. I'm like, hey, got to get up. And I'd run out of the room. Oh, he would get so mad at me.
Man.
Lucas. Yeah, that was fun. All right. What's the secondary going to be like? Did we say we would talk Illinois basketball? When do they play?
They play Sunday morning.
Okay.
It'll be 5 a.m. Champagne time.
Oh,
when that game tips. No word yet as far as a stream goes.
Okay.
I don't know if we will have that option. They're going to be in Barcelona.
I might skip that one.
They're playing the Catalonia All-Stars.
Okay. Well,
if there is a stream, I will be up at 5 a.m. watching.
This would be the perfect time for you to go into Cade at 4:30 and be like, Cade. It's time for Illinois basketball.
Oh, man. Haley would kill me.
Yes, she would. She absolutely would. Yeah, maybe I'll do that with Lucas. Maybe we'll revisit the past. Now he'd just get up and punch me and I'd be done. I'm like, oh, wait, he's mad. He's literally mad. I could handle him when he was four.
Mm-hmm.
Not now. So, all right. So 5 a.m. All right.
There's no way to know. The thing about these trips is there's no, like, roster that we can look up the Catalonia All-Stars and know really anything about their team. There are a number of other squads over in Europe, Spain in particular, that are playing kind of a similar circuit, so
yes,
to speak. Like
yes.
Nebraska played some of the same teams. Mm-hmm. Iowa just played Valencia. Now, which Valencia they played, I don't know.
Oh,
was
boy.
The one that they played, the Illinois played. They beat them by about 35.
Ooh.
Although, I was going to bring this up. Iowa hit 15 threes in their game. They made sure to tweet that out. So apparently the ball didn't affect him too much.
Correct.
Or the jet lag.
Why can Iowa always find 10 shooters?
Don't know.
There again, I mean, Illinois usually beats
them. They don't defend very well.
Right, exactly. So they've got their own issues, but man, one of them is not shooting from deep.
It's not.
They've always had guys that can hit threes. Always. Well, I mean, they just have shooters. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if Illinois can. Is that the one thing you're looking at on Sunday thinking, okay, can we make more than 17% of our threes?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a low bar, right? So just get to 30. Just get to 30%. That's all we're – just make 3 out of 10.
At some point – I mean, you've been over there at that point for 10 days.
Yeah, yeah.
The jet lag thing doesn't really hold up.
Well, we had dinner on the beach, and I just knew that that was going to throw off our shooting. Really?
Some of the guys still had sand in their shoes.
Yeah.
Just.
I wish I was there. Like, I need to join you guys on the beat and just ask the dumbest off-the-cuff questions.
I'd love that.
Like, Brad, I know you guys – struggled again from the outside. Do you? How much of it was you? The beach. You think the dinner at the beach. How much does that play into maybe a sluggish shooting night?
And just stare at him. Like,
well, you'd need some.
Yeah.
Some thick skin.
Oh
man.
Yes. It'd be. I've always said it would be funny to like punk a coach and just send me in as like, you know, have you and Werner and, you know, Scott Ritchie and all the crew, like the same crew there. And just have me there, and you guys act like you don't know who I am, and I'm just and I just throw out the most insane questions.
Like, that'd be great,
you know. Like, Coach, I noticed. No, I don't even know, and I could think is just some of the dumbest questions, and just oh man.
On the note of Iowa, we should take you. We should take you. You could get a media pass yourself.
We should take you. We'll sneak you in and want like a.
You should apply for a media pass for the Illinois-Iowa game and mess with both Brad
and Fran. Oh, man.
That'd be awesome.
And then I just, like, Derek starts to ask a legitimate question, and I just interrupt you halfway through. You're like, Coach, you know, I saw the guys. Oh, Coach, by the way, I thought of something else. And he'd just be like, and then we know, like, Derek Burson's in on it, so, like, he doesn't do anything to get me out of the room or anything. I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I think the problem is I've met Brad. Now, Brett Bielema, I've met one time, but it was in passing, right? He's not going to know me. I think we need to
Fran's
this.
Given his opening statement after a loss, and Lon's like, boy, this popcorn's good.
Fran, you got your ass kicked. That was awesome. Do you get tired of that here? Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, man. Okay, we better not, though.
All right.
I mean, I just want the one press pass, and then I don't need any more.
You probably wouldn't get any more, but it's
and then
all
like
you would need.
Bert Burson walks over and just rips the pass off my neck and says, "Get out of here!" And I'm like, "Okay, I think this
and
would
if
be."
They a- have like even their like they had their production crew in on it.
Yes,
like, so it gets, the whole thing gets taped, man. And then you like get Brad and Fran's reaction.
And not only that, I'm down on press row during the game, and I'm like, "Yes, that's what I'm talking about." And I'm just dogging the other team because if you don't know, you're supposed to be really.
Yeah.
You're calm, let's say. You're not supposed to cheer for any one team. That would be hilarious. I like this idea, Hans.
Yes.
I like this idea.
When DB gets back from Spain, we'll run it by him.
And we could start the production with me getting off a Learjet. Now, Hans and I wouldn't actually fly.
No.
But you would just open the door.
You do a circle.
yeah, just circle and come back. And then you're like, ooh, who's this bigwig guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this idea.
That's great. I'll be your security guard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not one, but.
I just have two guys sitting beside me with, like, they're in suits with sunglasses and, like, something coming out of their ear. You know, like a speaker or whatever. And they're like, who is this guy?
Hans is rocking the aviators.
Yes.
And you're like, where did this guy come from? Yeah, we just got done with a cross-country flight.
And they're these small, skinny dudes. And it's like, is that supposed to be a security guard? People have turned the channel. I probably ought to shut up. Okay.
Do you want to play this audio?
Yeah.
Now, Hans did come up with a who you got, which we're going to play.
Oh, we did.
At the very end of this
show. That's awesome. Let's hear Antonio.
Okay. Antonio Fanellis, defensive backs coach, spoke about a position group that is under a microscope. I can't talk.
I agree.
It's a Friday.
I mean, I agree with the
no,
mic.
You
not
agree
you're
with
talking, but I agree that it's under a microscope.
What the hell?
It's Friday. Antonio Fanellis. Here he is.
It's been pretty good, man. Guys are flying around, going out competing, trying to take the drills and implement them into the team segments.
Got a couple of veterans of this group. What has Taz meant to this group, and what have you seen from him?
Oh, man, he's been great. I mean, the leadership he's been showing, lean by example, being more of a vocal leader. Guys look up to him, so it's been really good. Prince has been good, man. Learning the defense. He blends in really well with the guys going out competing. So excited to see him continue to grow.
I mean, you can't look at the DBs on the field and maybe not notice the length just all over the place. I mean, this is maybe the longest group of corners and safeties you've had?
Yeah, I'll say the guys are pretty long. You know, I got to look up to everybody. So, but nah, man, you know, whether they're tall or they're short, we're all using the same footwork fundamentals and trying to go out there and compete.
What can we have like maybe Brooks and Curry? Just super tall, super long. What advantage maybe does that give them when they're able to match up?
I mean, obviously, you know, you got longer length. You're putting yourself in a good position to be able to play on a receiver. You know, playing press technique, not having that far to go, really making those receivers go east and west. So I think those guys have been doing a really good job trying to use their length and speed to play ball out there.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County is looking for teams to help raise the woof by participating in a fun and unique pet habitat building competition for a great cause. Grab your friends, family, or coworkers and put your creativity and building skills to the test.
Raise the Woof 2023 Under One Woof is taking place at the Habitat Restore on September 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All the money raised via Raise the Woof will fund Habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information and register your build team online at CUHabitat.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Maine and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com, Pards.com.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Hey Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Dramatic pause.
Oh, that's the NFL. Welcome to the world.
Hello, and
Throwback
welcome to
Friday.
Who You Got.
Who You Got? Yes. Dramatic.
Yeah, I love it. All right, first up, we have basketball Sunday morning at 5 a.m. Illinois versus the Catalonia All-Stars. Who you got?
I'm going to say Illinois shoots.
Let's put a spread on this.
Okay. Illinois shoots 19% from the three-point line, but wins by 26 to go 3-0 on the trip.
Okay.
Spread would be 22.
22?
Yeah.
I'll take Illinois.
Okay.
And I'll lay the points.
Okay.
Wow.
Illinois by 35.
Oh, man. Okay.
Another big day for Terrence Shannon. I say Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn bounces back. He went 1-for-8 from three.
Yeah,
I say
that's
he hits
right.
Three threes.
Okay.
In this one, three or four.
So your player to pick is Shannon. I'm going to go Coleman. I think Coleman gets to 20 points this game.
I hope.
I do too.
He better go off this season.
Hans, I assume you have Illinois losing.
No, sorry. I'm
shocking,
sorry.
Shocking.
Yeah, the streak has to go on. Illinois wins by 30.
Okay.
All right, on to the MLB. We have the Cubs versus the Toronto Blue Jays. Javier Assad versus Jose Berrios. Who you got?
I don't like Assad. I mean, he's been good for him, but I don't know.
I got to see who else is starting this series.
It's a big start for him in Toronto. I think Toronto is just a better team, and I think they take 2 of 3 in the series. Are we going 2 of 3 or just tonight?
Either way.
It's a series.
Yeah.
I'll go Toronto wins 2 of 3 in the series.
Justin Steele tomorrow against Chris Bassett, and then you also have Jameson Taillon against...
Who's pitched well lately.
Ryu.
Oh, yeah.
Who just came back from injury. Or
I was going to say, I haven't heard of him all season. I haven't heard about him.
I think the Cubs lose tonight but win Saturday, Sunday.
Two
out of three for the Cubbies on the road.
2 out of 3 nice. Ain't bad.
Next up, we have the Cardinals. The Cubs.
Oh,
we
sure. Sweep.
No, two out of three.
Okay.
Two out of three.
Okay. We got the team last in the division right
now. Okay, that's nice.
And Adam
You're talking
Wainwright.
About the Royals, right?
Royals are second to last, actually. I think.
I don't think so.
The Cardinals are playing the Royals. Royals have Dylan Coleman on the mound and Adam Wainwright. And he's trying to go for his 199th
win. Show some respect.
Win.
Show some respect.
Wayno.
Say his name right.
Wayno,
I mean,
sorry.
Come on. Goodness sakes. Kansas City is in last by 10 games in the feeble AL Central. Cardinals sweep this two-game series and then take Sunday off. How weird is that? No game Sunday.
Very weird.
I say Wayno gets to 199, and I say he strikes out 6 tonight.
Wayno won 2 of his first 4 starts.
Is that
He's had
right?
10 starts since then.
Oh.
He's won 1 of those.
Oh.
He doesn't get tonight. He's not getting to 200.
No.
I'll say I have to. I say he wins tonight, and then Matt's tomorrow. Matt's has actually been pretty decent.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He'll be able to start against the Royals and the A's.
Oh, well.
Like,
he could definitely beat the
this
A's.
This could do it, and that would be at home, right, against the A's for his 200th on, like, Wednesday. We may have to go down for that game.
All right.
I think he'll do it.
I
don't
do
know.
Too. That would be cool, man.
But
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Is that an afternoon game?
And I might be shorting him, saying that it's all or nothing tonight. because the start against the A's, and then you still have all of September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still.
Dang it, there's no...
It's been pretty bleak for him.
We haven't had many afternoon games this year. We like those because we get the day off.
Cardinals get both of these games.
Sorry to you listeners.
Bueno and then Mets.
Excuse me.
All right, now we're moving on.
I've gotten so old now, I just cough on the air. I just burp.
Yeah, yeah.
I just sneeze. It doesn't matter anymore. No. I'm just like, blah. Oh, boy.
We're moving on to some legendary who you got picks here.
Okay.
We have a leopard versus a baboon.
Versus a baboon. Oh, a baboon, man. Right? Baboon is...
Baboon.
Baboon? You say it baboon?
he talked to the baboon, and he said that's how he wanted to be introduced.
This isn't any normal baboon. This is the baboon. He's the Mike Tyson of baboons.
That's what it sounds like when a baboon hits you.
Yeah.
Baboon.
Baboon. The leopard is sneaky, right?
Yeah.
Does a leopard have spots or whatever? And there's some saying out there about that. The leopard will be sneaky and kind of try to come up from behind on the baboon. The baboon, however, is extremely strong. I'm taking the baboon. I think he sees the leopard coming, and at the last minute, he jumps up onto the branch and does a twirl like they do in the Olympics. And the leopard kind of runs by him, and the baboon just kicks him about 40 feet and breaks the back of the leopard and then just goes over and babooms him. So that's what I'm doing.
I mean,
I'm taking the baboon.
The fact that this baboon calls himself baboon, people that have nicknames for themselves are usually way too conceited.
Oh,
overconfident.
That's true. That's true.
I think the leopard is going to take
you
this
notice
one.
The leopard isn't called leopard or something, right? So he's just going in doing his thing. Okay, so we got one for the who you taking? Who you got, Hans?
I kind of have to take the baboon.
You can call him whatever you want, Hans. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I was like
I came all this way just to get made fun of.
Right. Well, I mean, he knew he was going to get made fun of.
Oh, yeah. It's part of the job.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if Hans just threw his phone down and came over and just punched me and goes, you know what? I'm not an employee here anymore. I don't have to take this crap from you.
I can't talk like that anymore.
Nick just said, in 42 years, I've never heard someone pronounce it baboon.
Hans, that's where you say you're welcome.
Well,
you're welcome.
You know, I went to Africa, and over there they say baboon.
Baboon.
So... Oh, and it's Africa, by the way. It's not Africa.
Africa. Do we have one more?
Yes, we have one
more.
All
right, let's go.
This is Mark Sanchez in his prime versus Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Mark Sanchez looks like he's got a little bit of the tough, kind of that tough, grew up in a tough neighborhood kind of thing.
You think so?
No, he's kind of the pretty boy, isn't he?
He's got a little pretty boy to him. I mean, he went to USC, USC quarterback.
Yeah, I'll take Aaron Rodgers. I'll take Aaron. I bet
this
Aaron
is
was scrappy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How does he get knocked out?
I bet
what's going on?
I think Aaron Rodgers, like, he's the skinny guy that just throws. You know, guys that fight that just throw their arms? They really don't have any kind of a formula or a pattern on how they're punching. You know, they're not throwing the left to set up the right. They're just wailing. They're just throwing haymakers. I think that's Aaron Rodgers. And he just connects with Sanchez, and Mark's like, I don't want to hurt my face, so I'm going down after this hit. That's what happens.
Mark is more physically fit.
Yeah.
I've still got that picture of Rodgers.
Oh, jeez. With no chest.
It's like this kind of the skinny fat look a little bit.
I used to be skinny fat. Now I'm just fat. I mean, look at me. I called you fat. Look at me. I'm skinny.
They're both California boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're both going to wear their board shorts.
Oh,
no
yeah.
No shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just going to go after
the
it.
White on their nose, like the tan.
Mm-hmm. I don't really think of Aaron Rodgers as a fighter, though.
I don't either.
No.
But,
that's a tough one. And we got to go because we got like a
I'm
going to
take Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez? Okay. I'll take Rodgers.
Okay. I mean, he owns you.
He owns me, so I'll hope that he...
The betting line moves. Hans, thanks for coming in, man.
For sure. Thank you.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
217 says, haven't stopped laughing for 30 minutes. Love the drive.
Baboon.
Thanks to Hans D.
It's just a different show when Hans makes his appearance. Can we play the drink thing? I know we're heavy.
I was going to do it.
Let's go.
One more time to Hans.